Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday Morning Show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and as you can see here in the studio today, we are celebrating our 200th show.
Can you see them? Can you see all the balloons?
So we are having a party. That's right. Michelle Bell threw us a party. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle. This is very lovely.
Aw. Complete with champagne.
We've got cake. We've got champagne. We
have balloons
and mixers for mimosas and such. I'm not really a big mimosa drinker. Kathy, are you?
No, I have went straight champagne.
Good. It is early, but, you know, we're going straight champagne. So help us celebrate our 200th anniversary. I guess it's not really a 200th anniversary.
It's our 200th show.
You've been around for 200 years.
We would be really old if it was our 200th anniversary.
We'd be like the founding fathers.
You're right.
The founding fathers of ASI Radio.
So, Kathy Houston, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing
feeling
great.
Feeling festive?
I am feeling the celebration.
That's cool.
Michelle, how are you? You brought us, you were like party in a bag this morning.
party in a box.
You came with cake and champagne and mixers and balloons.
Obviously. I did. I had our cafe whip up a little Insta party.
Wow.
And here we are. Nice. I'm excited.
Wow. I can tell.
I can see it. That's a Michelle Bell you don't often see. Well, welcome to the show.
And it's early, too.
And as you hear, we're also joined by our marketing pal, Jake Kralik. Jake, how are you today?
Good.
Okay. Jake's feeling good.
Jake's always feeling good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Can't bring Jake.
Sad I'm not in Dallas, though.
I was just going to say, where are our usual colleagues, Melinda and Joe Hill?
They are on their way to
Dallas.
The ASI show in Dallas, where we are not headed. But they are. So we've
got
a pinata here of faux Joe that Jake is
where's
modeling.
His little goatee?
So he's going to help us celebrate our 200th show today. And as are you, we are giving away $200 on the show today one special caller who can answer three trivia questions. So we're going to be doing that later in the show. Do not call now. Wait to call until I give you the cue later on. But the first caller to answer three questions correctly that we have, that Michelle wrote yesterday, that we will ask, the first caller to answer those correctly will win $200 to help us celebrate.
Calls.
What are these questions about? Call. You have a hint for our listeners?
They are some ASI trivia. They are some show trivia.
Just three questions, right?
Yes.
There's just three questions. It's very simple. We're not difficult people, Kathy.
No, we're not.
No.
We're easy,
no, we're
like Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Are you going to start singing that too? Come on, give us a little ditty.
The Commodores.
All right, we are also, of course, getting ready to take your calls on the topic of how to deal when your sales contact leaves a company. So you have a great client out there, and unfortunately, your contact has left, and how you can move on from that. If you have any questions about that, give us a call at 215-953-4979, and certainly get ready to call us later in the show, 215-953-4979, for our special 200th show contest. For $200. All right, Michelle, give us a lineup about what else we'll be talking about today.
Well, Andy, in addition to the ways to deal when your primary sales contact leaves a company, Jake is going to talk about three ways to build a better brand from our marketing guru. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk about some industries that are poised for growth. Kathy's going to address why women are often an afterthought when it comes to tech marketers. Jake, again, is going to talk about some tips for standing out from your competition. And Kathy's going to talk about who doesn't love Super Bowl ads. That's like, to me, that's the best part of the Super Bowl.
It's the only reason you watch.
Kathy's going to talk about some things, some components about the ads that make them really effective. But first, we have the news with you, Andy.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. We begin this morning with top 40 acquisition news. Supplier firm Ennis has agreed to acquire Business Forms companies PrintXL and Printegra. Certain assets of both companies, which total about $80 million in annual sales, were sold to Ennis by Senveo. Check out Promogram today for more details. On to general economic news now. U.S. consumer confidence reached its highest level in 8 months in January, according to a new survey from Gallup. The economic confidence index grew by 4 points this month, continuing an upward swing that now sees it at its highest point since last May. Some sad industry news now. Todd Schroeder, vice president of IT for top 40 distributor American Solutions for Business, passed away suddenly last week. He was only 49. Finally, it seems that big brands aren't great Facebook role models. A new survey from A.T. Kearney shows that 94% of the largest brand name companies in the U.S. don't effectively use Facebook to communicate with consumers. Not good news there for social media marketers. Plus, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. As we said, Joe is traveling to Dallas right now, but he's left us with a brand spanking new edition of the Joe Show.
Thank
God. So enjoy that in Promogram today, because what would we do without our Joe Show?
We die.
Hey, we have a congratulations shout out from a listener.
Sweet.
Don really? Ruler with Cedric Spring and Associates says, great job on your 200th episode. You always provide valuable information, and thank you for all you do.
Awesome.
Don?
Well, make
Thanks,
sure
Don.
Make sure, Don, to give us a call in a little while when we will be doing our special 200th
show
contest.
Yeah,
we
had 200
bucks. All right, we're going to head to the phone lines right now to deal with to talk about the topic, how to deal when your primary sales contact leaves your client company. Mm. We have a couple callers on the line. On line one, we have Melanie. Melanie, how are you today?
Hi, good. Happy anniversary, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So I have a question. I have one contact who I've worked with for a couple of years. We've become really good friends, but she just left for maternity leave. So the person who took her place isn't really very nice or kind of receptive to my business. So I'm wondering how I can work with her until my usual client comes back.
Well, I think you have your friend client put in a good word for you with this new contact and tell her how great you've been working out for the company with your past programs. And also, if you work with anybody else in the company, like any other departments, have them put in a good word for you too with this new contact.
You know, I would also suggest that that you just try to meet with that person as soon as possible. You know, they're probably busy with other things that they do. And now that they're going to be taking on this added responsibility that somebody else had done previously, it's not like it's their full-time job. So they're going to need you as that kind of consultant and person to help them through it. So I would try to meet with them as soon as possible and try to get their impressions on what they're looking for over the next couple months and see how you can solve those challenges.
Right, and even if you've worked on programs last year, that would be coming up again this year, like an annual thing. Just call her and say, hey, you know, last year you did this reward program or whatever. It's time to think about that again. So you can, you know, get your foot in the door that way.
Great.
All right, Melanie. Well, thanks very much for the call. And
thank you.
Happy 200th show.
<Thank you.
All right. On line three, we have Stanley. Stanley, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
Hey, Stanley.
Congratulations on 200 shows.
Thank you very much. What is your question
awesome.
Or comment today?
Well, my question or comment is I find that, that you know, it's happening more and more where your main sales contact leaves. Mm-hmm. And What I try to do when I go into clients is, you know, you make friends with the receptionist, you make friends with the other office staff. You just generally have to be, you know, nice and courteous to more people so that more people know who you are. And when you're walking, like when I'm walking down the hallways to maybe my main contact and I run into people, you know, if I see something that we've done for the company, I'll make a comment, hey, how'd you like that, how'd that work, so that when the person leaves, and also having their cell numbers, that's always good because when they leave, to congratulate them personally on where they've gone and wishing them luck and not prospecting them for their new job, but just generally wishing them luck and directly ask him, hey, who should I talk to now and who do you recommend, how do you recommend I go forward? You know, because you also want to find out if they've left on good terms or not good terms or, you know.
So yeah, that's a really good suggestion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think continue. Go ahead, Stanley.
The question I had is, where do you think, where would you draw the line as far as how to contact the new people? And do you think that, you know, making a phone call or sending a something else is the most effective way? What do you think?
I would go personal, Stanley. I mean, I think you should get in there and invite do like a group lunch. It's informal. It's an easy way to break the ice. Get to know people, at least let them know who you are and what your personality is first. Invite them out. And that group mentality isn't a one-on-one. It's easier to have a flowing conversation that way.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, Stanley. Okay, well, awesome. Thanks for the call.
You got it.
Okay, on line two, we have Rudy. Rudy, how are you today?
Rudy.
Good. Do I get $10 for my question today?
No.
$25.
But we will send you a $25 gift card for calling into the show. But you'll have to call a little bit later to try to do the quiz.
Okay, fair enough.
What's your question for the host?
So I had a really great relationship with my sales contact. This was at a fairly large transportation company, but he just left, and now I'm really worried because I'm scrambling to keep the business and trying to build a relationship with the new person. And I was curious if you had any ideas.
Go ahead, Andy.
Kath?
Well, I think what I said before, have your old contact put in a good word with your new contact. Tell him all the stuff that you worked on with him for different programs. I'm sure that if it's a large transportation company, you worked on safety programs, awards programs.
Don't come on too hard either. You want to keep the business, but just keep in touch with them. Make sure you're visible, make phone calls to them, get an email to them, but not too visible where you're like pushy on this person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if it's a new person in a role, I think you, like Jake said, you want to be a little careful that you're not, inundating them immediately. But like Kathy said, show them the things that you've done. Show them the ideas that you can provide. Show them exactly how you've helped them in the past, helped their company in the past. And then I would also expand it a little bit to show how you've done campaigns or safety programs or incentives for companies that are like them.
Mm-hmm.
So not just things that they've done in the past, but maybe giving them ideas on other types of industries that you've worked with that are similar to their own. So I would say just so that they could relate, not just within their own company, but also outside.
Okay, those are great ideas. Thanks for the advice.
All right, Rudy, thanks very much for the call. All right, we are now going to open up the phone lines for our special quiz as Jake throws back some champagne. We're not sure Jake's going to be part of the quiz, but that's okay. Jake's with us along for the crazy 200th anniversary ride here today. So give us a call at 215-953-4979. This is going to be your chance to take our three-question quiz to win $200. So the number, 215-953-4979. Call now. Before we get to that, we are going to figure out from Jake who is
before he has
up,
another
filling
glass.
Up again. Hey, sorry, before Jake puts his head down. Three ways to build a better brand.
Sure.
Jake, everybody's looking to brand themselves these days. What do they need
Definitely.
To do?
I mean, you know what, and I jotted down some ideas as I was putting down my champagne, but these are really good tips. Think about it in three ways. You want to be consistent with a brand. Keep consistency. Don't, in the beginning of a brand, you're going to start to, like, tweak things, but keep consistent across all the things that you do. And then all the things that you do is kind of the next thing, where you want to spread. You want to spread your brand message across all the avenues that you take. So make sure you have it on email. Make sure you have it on if you're doing a radio show. Always use your brand and always use a consistent message there. And then the last piece is transparency. Be transparent with the brand. If something goes down, let's say I have several glasses of champagne and the question comes, is Jake drinking too much at work? You want to say something like, no, he's not. He's only actually had two glasses. Be very transparent with what you do. Let people know. Make sure that your company is open enough that you're not hiding something with that brand, because then it taints the brand message.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my three tips.
Very good, Jake.
Very good. All right. Good
Even under the influence.
Good information from our friend, Jake Kralik. All right, Michelle, everybody on this show is looking for places that they could go for growth.
Yes.
So what are some industries that are poised for growth this year?
Well, there are 11, and we will put them all on our website at www.asicentral.com/radio. Two that are mentioned that we have covered here on the show are corporate wellness services and human resources departments. So there are two right off the top, but I'm not really going to get into those. Three I thought were interesting were scientific and economic consulting. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, consulting industries are projected to have one of the highest employment growths over the next 10 years to 2,216. Ethnic supermarkets. How about that? In 2012 alone, an estimated 365 new ethnic supermarkets will sprout up across the U.S. And last but not least, Kathy, pay attention to this, wineries.
Ooh.
As the millennial generation become wine consumers, many are developing a stronger preference for American wines. Because of that, it's boosting winery development. And over the next 5 years, the number of wineries in the U.S. is forecast to increase at a rate of 2.3% to 9,097 in the U.S., which
Booyah.
Is amazing.
There you go.
Did you say booyah?
Yeah, whatever.
So the message is go to the wineries and the ethnic supermarkets in your local neighborhood.
I thought ethnic supermarkets was really interesting because if you think about it, it's definitely a niche, but it's pretty amazing that, you know, they're saying that 365 new ones are going to pop up this year.
I think
alone.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Though.
Nice.
Yes.
So again, we will put all of these online on our website.
Excellent. Check that out at asicentral.com/radio after the show. Thank you, Michelle. All right, we are going to go to our special 200th show contest right now.
Ooh.
Our phone lines are jammed. So if as people start to get the answers wrong, which I'm sure will happen.
Well, what's going to happen?
We ask tough questions.
Whoever answers all three correct
whoever
first.
Whoever gets the three questions correct answers first is the winner of our $200 contest. So right now you're going to be getting busy signals. But as people get the answers wrong, which I think will happen because Michelle is a very tough test writer, then keep calling. 215-953-4979. All right. First, we're going to go to Katie on line three. Katie, how are you today?
Hey, congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are you ready to take our quiz?
I'm ready.
Do you think you're going to win $200 today?
I sure hope so.
That's not so confident. All right, Katie, here we go. First, who is the keynote speaker at this week's ASI show in Dallas?
I think it's Randy Zuckerberg from Facebook.
I'm sorry, Katie. That is not the answer. She will be the keynote speaker in New York in a few months.
Don't say who is.
But she is not the keynote speaker at ASI Dallas this week. So, Katie, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
But I'm sorry, we cannot give you the prize.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
That makes me sad.
As I said, I think people will get some of these wrong. So keep calling at 215-953-4979. We'll be doing this until somebody gets these answers right.
which could be tomorrow.
Which, Kathy, you'll be giving the answers away if they don't.
It's like the Jerry Lewis telethon.
All right. On line one, we have Beth. Beth, how are you today?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Doing great. So, here we go. The first question. Who was Counselor's Person of the Year in 2011? That was last year.
Yes. Marty Lott?
That's correct.
All right.
So, now, Beth, you are two questions away
from
having $200 in your hand very soon. Here is the second question, which I just asked to our previous caller. She did not get it right. Who's the keynote speaker at this week's ASI Dallas show?
I'm going to say, isn't it Michael J. Fox?
Oh, it is not Michael J. Fox.
You probably threw her off with the interview.
But you obviously listened to this show because he was on our show last week.
He
will be the keynote speaker in San Diego in April, but not Dallas this week. So we've covered the New York speaker. We've covered the San Diego speaker. But unfortunately, Beth, he will not be speaking in Dallas this week. So thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.
Okay, on line two, we have Judy. Judy, how are you today?
Good.
Are you ready to take our quiz?
I'll give it a shot.
You will give it a shot. Okay, I'm going to give you a layup on the first one because the first one was answered correctly initially by the previous caller. Who was Counselor's Person of the Year in 2011?
Marty Lott.
Correct. All right. All right, Judy.
She was listening.
You are two questions away from having $200 in your pocket. The second question, who's the keynote speaker at this week's ASI show in Dallas?
Biz Stone.
You are one question away from having $200 mailed to you very soon, straight from Michelle Bell. How does this feel? Do you think you're up to this last question challenge?
I don't know. I hope so.
It's like, who wants to be a millionaire?
All right, Judy, here we go. For $200, who is Captain Killjoy?
Goodness. Andy.
Yay!
Judy,
that's awesome.
Andy is indeed Captain Killjoy.
That's huge. Judy, I am indeed Captain Killjoy.
That's huge.
And we are now raising a glass.
Yay! Cheers, Judy.
Cheers. Because you are the winner of our $200 for our 200th show contest. Judy, how does it feel? That is a great way
even
to start.
Even Captain Killjoy can't bring you down, right, Judy?
Judy, where are you calling us from?
I'm actually in Tacoma, Washington.
Early out there, so that really is a good way to start the day.
Yes, it is.
All right, Judy, well, congratulations. Make sure you stay on the line so Vinny can get your information and we could send out that $200 to you as soon as possible.
Okay, Okay.
All right, thanks. Have a good one.
Thanks. Aw. I'm happy for Judy.
Hey, Judy.
You know what? Judy paused, and she wasn't sure whether she was going to nail that Captain Killjoy
question.
I
wonder how she figured it out.
Well, I bet you she knew. She just felt bad saying it was you.
And then she did.
Yeah.
Well, we had a few more callers on the line. Unfortunately, our third caller nailed it, but good for Judy.
We should let the other callers give us some congratulations.
Vinny's going to now let the other callers go. But
really?
We thank you all for
just talk
for giving us.
Yeah, let's talk.
Let's
to
talk
them.
To the other callers. We'll ask them random questions.
Do we want to talk to the other callers?
We want to talk to the other callers.
Vinny, put him through.
Vinny is.
Put him through.
He's
so they're only in it for the money.
We're sorry to those callers who were on lines 3, 4, and 5. Thank you for giving us a call. Call us on our next contest. But Judy is the winner of our 200th show.
For that was fun. We should have contests more often.
She was far away,
but
too.
Then the money might be
she's
coming
in Marty Lotland.
Whatever.
She is in
I'll
Marty
give him
Lotland.
A penny.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right, Kathy. So.
Oh, yeah.
We have on here why women are an afterthought to tech marketers. That doesn't sound like a good plan for marketers out there today.
No, it's not.
So what are they doing wrong?
Well, yeah, considering that one's got their tech up right
now. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the computer, what is it called? Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas was a couple weeks ago.
CES, big show.
Yeah, so Adweek convened this panel, you know, focusing on why tech marketers don't address women. And the reason is because they focus on 25 to 40-year-old men, which is virtually everyone who comes to CES. So they're focusing on the people that they attract at this big trade show. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, men's use of technology is much more predictable, okay? Women, which I agree, are much more sophisticated. The marketers don't want to address that sophistication, Andy. They want to address people
don't.
Like you.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay.
Well, not you, per se.
They don't want to target me. It's true.
And many technology companies are sticking to one-note mail-oriented marketing. Verizon's Droid brand of Android smartphones, for example, campaign launched for the devices. It featured robots, space expeditions, and uses a name license from Star Wars creator George Lucas. Okay.
Sounds like women would like that.
No, it's almost as if the Droid message is, women, do not buy this product. That's what the experts say. Okay. Women aren't necessarily wowed by the gee whiz of technology like you
so
are,
true.
Andy. Okay, they're looking for technology that's simple and can help them manage their lives, which is true. That's
well,
why
who,
Michelle loves her BlackBerry.
But who's not really looking for technology like that?
I mean, well, Andy, Amazon and Barnes & Noble are doing it right because they're addressing women. They've targeted women in their e-reader advertising for Kindle and Nook. They took a whole home view of their products and their benefits, and there's a whole population of people who are not going to buy an iPad at that price point. So they are targeting these women who are more practical, sophisticated, and looking for technology to manage their lives. So the bottom line is, tech marketers, you know, come on, address us chicks.
Come on, address the chicks.
That's
Jake,
right.
I heard you grumbling back there with what I said previously.
I
do you not agree?
No, I agree.
He doesn't care.
No, really. I just think that, you know,
I think
we're all on the same page. We all want our lives to be simpler. I look at my wife, and she is like anti.
And you're amazed that she married
she's
you.
Anti, I am. I am amazed every day.
We all are.
She's anti tech market, but the things that motivate her have nothing to do with the device. They have everything to do with, is it pink or does it have like some sort of a pattern that she likes? It's
yeah,
all
that's
about the
me.
Look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
well,
true.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think the idea of targeting people who want these items. Because they want them to make their lives easier. That's what everybody really wants. I mean, there's a segment.
Yeah,
there's
but guys these, are more.
Yes.
I don't want to say what guys want their devices for, but it's.
Hello.
Okay.
I just snapped to attention. I just actually put down my
point. My point.
It's probably not PC.
My point is that they are. I think that most consumers, men and women, want them for the same reasons, and it's not for the cool factor.
No,
which is what often tech marketers right, which is what often tech marketers go for, and I think that they're trying to get to the early adopters at that point. But
yeah.
When you're going mass market, the early adopters are a small subset, and those are the people who are cool, you know, wowed by those cool things.
Mm-hmm. Well, the bottom line is tech marketers have to do a better job addressing women.
I agree,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jake, you talked about branding before. Now we're going to go to some marketing tips for how distributors, our listeners, could stand out from their competitors?
Well, you know, I'm going to tie right into our last thing. And when you said tech marketers put out wow factors to hook early adopters, it's so true. You know, if you want to stand out from the bunch, put something that wows people out in the front, and that'll hook in people. It's the idea of creating great content. That content piece at the front will grab people in and pull them in. You can also do things like catching people when they're least expecting it, which is my favorite thing to do with marketing right now. Marketing that catches me at a place and a time when I don't know, other than the phone marketing, is a good piece of marketing. And you all go, because
so
we don't want to be called.
So what's an example, Jake?
Bathrooms. Let me tell you one word, bathrooms. And if you think about this, put your advertisements up on the back of stalls. Like when you sit in the stall, you're in there, you're thinking. I always am looking for something to read, and I end up reading the graffiti on the side of the stalls.
That's
true. If you put the marketing there, I'd be ready for it.
What about that? Is that company still in the industry? Purple G?
Purple G,
with
the
urinal things?
Urinal cakes.
Yeah, they had
great
urinal mats.
I mean, who doesn't want to aim in the urinal? You aim
very
and you're looking
good,
for a
Jake.
Message.
That makes sense, Jake.
You're also, you know what, take calculated chances. And I say, instead of just taking chances, take calculated chances. Think about what you're going to do. Take a little bit of risk, but think about what the risk might play out. So the bathroom might be a risk, but it actually, you might be able to calculate that risk. And then the last piece is go social. I mean, we can't say it enough. It's free. It's still free to do it. Who knows what will happen in the future. But push on the social media and don't sell on there. Just create relationships.
Yeah, that's definitely a good brand building and loyalty building medium for sure. All right, Michelle, I understand we have a question that came in through email.
We do. First, Joe Haley is boarding the plane to Dallas and says have a sip of champagne for him. So we'll have a drink for Joe Haley.
We will.
Or two.
We have a question from a listener, and her name is June Parker. And she wants to know, how do you keep in the minds of the businesses that are seasonal? So clients that companies may have that are seasonal, how do you stay in their mind throughout the year?
Well, I think that the key is, number one, to know their buying schedule. You know, so if they're seasonal and they're only looking to purchase during the summer, for instance, then you need to know that and know exactly what the sales process would be as far as timing. That's the first thing. The other thing is I would, you know, if they're, I can't read their emailer's mind, but if she means seasonal in the sense that they only buy in certain seasons, but they are actually businesses that operate throughout the year, I would say that it takes some in-depth conversations and sending them ideas throughout the year.
Because there are other aspects, surely, of one's business that doesn't just have to do with the sales that they push out.
Right.
You know, I'm sure they have employees that they need to take care of.
Exactly.
Could generate sales as well for recognition and motivation.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's other avenues of their company. You know, they may be buying seasonally from you just for marketing purposes. But like Michelle said, if they're, they might be hiring, so they're looking to attract, or they're exhibiting at, job fairs or things like that, then those are the types of things that you could also get in on, or they're running incentive programs or wellness incentives. Those are areas you could certainly talk to them about. It may take a different contact, but, it's certainly worth pursuing.
Even if they are seasonal, they still need to stay on their clients', minds for when they start, gearing up again.
Yeah. And what excites you that you find throughout the year, if you're a buyer buying seasonal stuff, put that out there. Put out content and say, listen, we've got this hot new product that's going to come in. I know it's July, but Christmas is right around the corner, and this will be something that will come up quick. So if it excites you, it may excite your clients, even if it's the wrong season.
Wow, Michelle's taking pictures. All right, we have just enough time for Michelle's favorite segment of the
show.
Stop
taking pictures,
it's
Michelle.
It's our favorite things. Kathy, lead us off.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, you know Snugs is like the lanyard people, hand sanitizers and such, but did you know that they offer tasty treats now, Andy?
I had heard that.
They do, and I am particularly drawn to their individually packaged chocolate chunk brownies. Doesn't that sound delicious?
It does. Chocolate just in time for Valentine's Day.
Or anything. Trade shows, conventions, special events, fundraisers.
Anything.
Go to snugsusa.com and check them out, and their ASI number is 88060.
Very nice. All right, Jake is holding things up, so Jake, you go.
My favorite item is the Custom Snuggie by Simply Clever Solutions, ASI 47592.
It's also Joe's favorite item.
I mean,
it is.
I wanted another custom item. You know what? Just to give a shout out. First, the Custom Snuggie is amazing, so you should do it. But someone please make the beardo in this industry. It's a hat with a beard. It's not in the industry yet, but please make it.
We have to put it up on our website, though, so people can
yes.
see it.
We yeah. will, we will put that up on our website. Attention, suppliers. If you want Jake's affection, make the beardo.
Beardo.
Beardo for the weirdo.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
All right, Michelle, you get the last
That's
word.
That's huge.
This is from our friends at Pinnacle Design, Julie
Should
Ditchick.
I cut cake?
Yeah, cut
yeah,
the cake, please.
Cut the cake.
These are called Karma Beads.
Karma
I
Beads.
Know, it's a little
excellent.
Hippie. And they're little wooden beads. They come in different... different shades of bead, and you can have every other bead imprinted, and they are very cool. And it's again from Pinnacle
Ooh,
Designs,
like that.
ASI 78140, and it is on our website.
All right, thank you, Michelle, and thank you all for joining us today. We are unfortunately
Yay.
Out of time, but join us again next week
for 201.
When we won't be celebrating our 200 show again, but we will get a report from ASI Dallas. Everybody, have a great week, and thank you again.